This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It's Gavin and Katie, and this is Second Date Update. We've got Sheila on the phone. Good morning, Sheila. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Oh, we're doing all right. This one's kind of interesting because there's a twist. You didn't exactly go on a first date with Patrick, did you?
No, but it sure felt like one. I mean, we met at Lowbrow. We were both there with friends, and we met, and we just hung out and had so much fun that night, the entire night. I don't think I ever really even chatted with my friends except hi and bye. It was amazing. He is so incredibly kind and was just such a gentleman, and it even ended with us kissing. I was sitting on his lap, and we were sitting on his lap.
I mean, that sounds like there was some drinkies happening.
Well, of course, yeah. Okay, so was it just a kiss, or were you guys making out?
Oh no, we made out.
Okay, made out. Okay, so you're sitting on his lap, making out. So that actually, yeah, you're right. That's not a first date. So then what happened? Yeah.
Well, we got each other's numbers, of course, and we were texting for literally about 7 or 8 days afterwards, just texting back and forth, and then he just suddenly stopped.
Okay.
And I have no idea why.
All right, we're going to put you on hold. We have Patrick standing by. He doesn't know why, but we have him standing by. We're going to talk to him, and then we'll bring you back, and we can all talk together, okay?
Okay.
All right, again, it's the Second Date Update on the Wake Up Call. Patrick, good morning. How are you?
Here I am.
Here you are.
First and foremost, we're sorry. Obviously, it sounds like you don't want to be here, and that is fine.
Second, we tricked you. We lied to you about why we wanted you on the show. The real reason is you're on a feature called Second Date Update, and somebody went on a first date with you. Her name is Sheila. Hopefully, you remember her.
It wasn't even a first date.
It wasn't really a first date.
At Lowbrow, you guys did some making out. Did some texting afterwards, and then she says you just disappeared and fell off the face of the earth, and she would like to know why.
I don't know. She just kept busting my balls. It didn't feel like a good match, like compatible. She made fun of my car. She made fun of my job. It was really demoralizing.
Wait a second. Was this in between her sitting on your lap and making out with you?
In the texting and like the interaction.
Afterwards. Okay. So
why did she make fun of your car? What's wrong with your car?
There's nothing wrong with my car. I mean, it's like a, 2019 Kia. What's the problem with my car?
Nothing. It sounds fine to me.
Absolutely nothing.
What do you do for a living? Why was she making fun of that?
I'm a nurse. I don't think it's too crazy to see male nurses now.
Was she doing the, like, you're a nurse, making fun of it because you're a guy?
Over the gender?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. She implied that it wasn't really manly.
To be a nurse? Okay. Let's talk to Sheila. Sheila, are you there?
Sheila.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Well, there's your answer. Is that all true?
You know, I was just teasing him. I'm really surprised that a guy could be so sensitive, come on.
It's not that I'm being sensitive. you know, it's kind of annoying you criticizing my car. It's really like a turnoff, to be real.
I mean, that is true. It does suck when somebody's like just giving you a hard time about, even if it's joking, if they do, especially if they've done it too many times. I mean, the nurse, we're going to get to the nurse of it all in a second. But you know when somebody's like if somebody gives you a hard time because you drive a minivan, Gavin, and you're like,
I mean, I don't care if somebody does or not.
I know, but isn't it annoying?
No, I mean, I don't get annoyed by it, but I instantly judge that person.
Okay.
Because I have the thought, like, if you mock me for driving something that gets incredible gas mileage and fits all of my kids and has storage, then yeah, I'm an a-hole. I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, Sheila, It does kind of sound like you two are just two totally different people. And of course, you don't find that out when you're drunk and you meet somebody for the first time. But on top of that, just as an approach for what happened afterwards when you were both sober and texting, ball busting is something that is earned.
Yeah.
You know, so Sheila, you can't just come out of the gate with stuff like that.
What's interesting, though, is girls bust your balls more and guys bust my balls more. So I think with females, I think maybe with both genders, I do think it is a weird form of flirting, sort of. But I gotta say, Sheila, giving him a hard time for being a nurse, is that true? Did you do that?
Honestly, like, I was kidding. I was flirting. I was just, you know, I mean,
yeah, but
come
what's
on.
The joke?
You know, you still, to this day, I mean, you don't meet that many male nurses, do you? Unless you go to the ER.
And that's unfortunate.
Well, let me ask you this. I always say this, Sheila. If you can reverse the gender in a situation and it sounds bad, then the whole situation's not good. So, like, let's say, for instance,
she was a doctor.
Yeah, let's say you're a doctor and he was making fun of you for being a female doctor, even kept calling you a female doctor or a cop or something else or a firefighter. Like, do you see how that would feel? If it's not okay to reverse the genders, then it's not okay.
Well, nobody's ever put it like that before for me.
You should hang out with different kinds
of
people.
I'm a family of tough people, you know. I come from a family of cops, and we are tough as nails.
Okay, this doesn't make the things that you're giving him a hard time about are not things that make you tough.
Yeah, like, it's a great point. But Patrick, at this point, I mean, she said she was just kidding. Would you like to go on a second/first date with Sheila?
No, I'm really good right now. I think I should just move on.
Yeah. All right. Sheila, listen, I think you're a nice enough person.
Yeah, I mean, I would say this is a learning experience, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much for listening. This is the Second Date Update on The Wake Up Call.